get back to the Rashba. Let's just review. Can somebody tell me? The Rashba cites the Ravid. And the Ravid asked the question. Can someone review the question? Yes, McKenna.
So, if we're learning about Kiddushin from Sadeh Ephron, then it sounds like we can learn certain halakhot about an Isha from the halakhot of a Sadeh. And so, if Khalifin works for a Sadeh, then it should work for an Isha, and it shouldn't matter that Khalifin is Pachom Isha Ve Piruta. Also, because we know that Shtar works for an Isha, even when the Shtar itself is worth Pachom Isha Ve Piruta.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's very interesting. I don't remember how much we said about this. You see from the Ravid that the Ravid doesn't, in terms of the issue about a Pachos Mishav HaPruta, the Ravid sees no difference between Kinyan Chalipin and Kinyan Shtar. Isn't that true? So like he says, look, a shtar works with a pachos mishav pruta. So why shouldn't chalipin work for kedushin, even though it's a pachos mishav pruta? So the question of the Rav, at what point in the Gemara is the Ravid asking his question? Can someone tell me that? The Ravid is asking a kasha on what? On the Gemara, no? Who's he asking a kasha on? What did the Gemara say? Why don't I ask you? What is it that the Gemara said that the Ravid is asking a kasha on? Yeah?
He's asking a kasha on why do we dismiss Khalifin because it's only worked with Pachot Moshe Ve'Piruta. Unlike Kesef, which has to be Piruta, who cares? We have Shtar that could work with less than
Piruta. Yeah, he's asking Akasha on the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara concluded that Chalifin doesn't work for Kedushin because Chalifin can work even with a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. So the right says, I don't understand the answer. After all, we're learning out Kedushin from Stei Ephron. And by Stei Ephron, Chalifin works for a Sadeh, even if the Chalifin is Pachos Mishav HaPruta. And the fact that it's a Pachos Mishav HaPruta, so what? Shtar can work with a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. And that, right, doesn't seem to bug. We don't say a woman is not makna herself with a Pachos Mishav HaPruta. Shtar works. So it's interesting that the Ravid sees no difference, it's not true, between a shtar on the issue of Pachos Mishav HaPruta, between a shtar and a Sekin and Chalipin. Okay. So what did the Ravid answer to this kasha? Is the heat on, but is it kind of warm?
It's warm. Do you want to
use
warmer?
No, warm. But just comfortable.
Should I open it?
No, well, okay. Maybe.
Just do a little. The heat's not on.
This one is not on either.
I mean, the air is not on. It's acting as a radiator because the whole building, the heat is on. The air is the fan.
I'm raising my hand. But I'm okay. I'm just wearing a lot of layers.
Okay.
I can take it
Let's
off.
Leave it like that. What is it?
Oh, no, nothing.
Your hands up.
Oh, you want me? Oh, I thought, okay.
Oh,
I have, my hand's up. I was raising my hand to say.
Oh, what did the answer? Oh, right, the answer. Because
I was saying something else. I wasn't sure if you were asking me, like, what did you just say type of thing, but you wanted the answer.
Do you think it's relevant?
No. So basically, the answer is that we learn, you have to be specific. We don't just learn everything that applies to us today applies to an Isha. We learn specifically from the language of Kicha Kicha. The connotation is Kesef, which is not... and Shtar has its own Limud, that we learn it from specific language of Ve'yatz'a Ve'hata.
Yeah.
And therefore, we can't say, oh, Chalifin should work even less than a Shavei Peruta because of a Shtar. No, a Shtar isn't learned from a Sadeh.
Yeah.
It's learned from the Yetzah v'Hayta, which is something else.
So therefore what?
Which is why Ishtad could work with less than Shavei Peruta, but Khalifim would not work for less than Shavei Peruta.
So say it again. Why can't Khalifim... Well, say again. So what's his answer? Just say the whole thing again. Okay. What's his answer?
The answer is that Khalifin would not work even if it's less than a Shavei Peruta, because when we are learning about Nisha from a Sadeh, we specifically learn it from the Lashon of Kicha. The Lashon of Kicha has a connotation of Kesef, right? And also has a connotation that has to be Shavei Peruta. How do we learn about Shad when it comes
to Shad? So what about Khalifin?
So therefore, Khalifin cannot work if it's less than Shavei Peruta.
And if it's a Peruta?
What?
What is he saying? Is he saying because it's a... By saying the Gzeirah Shava is Kicha Kicha,
right.
Therefore what?
It has to be Kesef.
Excluding
then it has to be Shavei Peruta or more.
No, it just excludes everything else.
So the only Kenyan then that we derive through the Gzeirah Shava is Kenyan Kesef. Why? Because Kicha is about Kesef. It's not about any other Kenyan. Just look at his words. Could you, Victoria, the T rates?
Okay. The T rates, the anan lo gabrinan isha misade, ela mikicha, the chivabe, the kicha de shebesade efron, the kesefi. Should I continue?
Yes, one word.
The lo eshkachan be chalifin.
Stop. What is that?
And we answer, the T
rates.
The Gemara.
The Gemara?
No, the ata. That's the ata T rates.
What? The T rates. How do you translate the words the T rates?
He resolves.
And he answer. Right. It's third person singular. So who answered?
The robot.
The rival.
Oh wait, okay.
He asked and he answered.
Okay. Right. Oh my gosh, wow, I totally forgot about that for a second. Yeah, he answers that Avad answers that we do not learn Anisha. How do we learn Anisha from a Sadeh? From the language of Kicha. It says Kicha by a Sadeh, and it says Kicha by Anisha.
And therefore?
And we don't... It's nothing about Khalifin.
And what does Kicha... You understand what he's saying? What does Kicha teach you?
Kesef.
You understand why Kicha teaches you Kesef?
Because that's exactly what Kicha is.
Yeah, because what...
That's what Avraham...
That's what Avraham said. Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Nimeni. He told him, take my money. He told Ephraim, take the money. So taking is about the money, right? So Kicha, it's with money. And we don't find Khalifin there. Right? In the story with Avraham and Ephraim, there's no Khalifin there. The Kicha, the taking, was of money. So therefore, by definition, Khalifin is out. Avol Shtar, you keep reading.
Aval shar al karchin kevan dechti v'yatsa v'heta af agav delet besha v'peruta gamrinan le miyetzia kevan diyetzia ena ela b'shar. But we learn about shtar from the language of the yatsa v'heta, and therefore even though the value of the shtar might be less than a shavei peruta, we learn from yetzia, just like a get could be less than a shavei peruta, so to a shtar.
Keep going.
Kevan diyetza ena ela b'shar. V'haynu, you want me to continue?
Yeah.
V'haynu de lo gamrinan shtar misadeh, deha lo chazinan shtar besadeh efron.
Keep going.
V'i gamrinan mine, hava amrinan, kevan de shtara ite befachot mishavei peruta, isha befachot mishavei peruta, lo mekanya nafsha, ela eserchina namelaf meyetza v'heta.
What is he saying here? Did we go over this? I just don't
know. Yeah.
So just review this.
Okay, so from behind you, right?
No, you don't have to translate, just in your own words. What's he saying?
He says that because we don't learn Shtad from Sadeh Efron, and we learn from Ve'yetzah V'heta, right? It could be less than Shavei Peruta. If we did learn Shtad from Sadeh Efron,
oh, that's the point. If, hypothetically speaking, right, we were to have learned out Shtar, which we don't. He's saying something hypothetical.
Right.
If we were to have learned out Shtar from Stay Ephron, then what would have happened?
Then, okay, so I might be a little bit bad about explaining this, but I would say we know that a Shtar would work with Lesson Ashabe Pruta, and Isha cannot be acquired with Lesson Ashabe Pruta. Therefore, we would say that Shtar doesn't work. So therefore, we have to say, no, Shtar, we learn from a separate lingui, and not from Sadeh Ephron.
No, if we would have... If we wouldn't have learned out a Shtar from Stay Ephron, then we would have said what?
It needs to be at least.
Then a Shtar would not have worked. Because since a Shtar can work with less than a Shavar Pruta, but an Isha, Lamakanya Nafsha, with less than a Shavar Pruta, just like the Gemara said it by Khalifin. And for the same reason, the Gemara would have said it for Shtar. Why did the Gemara reject Khalifin?
Because it's less than, it can be contracted with less than Shavar Pruta.
Right, so.
Even though we said that there's a separate principle that we just know, oh wait, actually that separate principle of knowing that a Shtar could be less than a Shavar Pruta is specifically because of the Limud, the Yatzah V'Haita.
Sorry.
Meaning, we once said that, yeah, Shtar could always be used with Lassana Shavei Pruta, but that's specifically because we learn it from the Yatzah V'Haita.
And how do you know it from there?
Because we know that a get could be...
How do you know it by a get? I mean, it's the Gemara said it.
But meaning, that's where we learn that concept from, right?
Okay, I get it, yeah.
Okay.
There's something interesting, I mean, there's something here that I'm finding it. All right, anyway, this is what he's saying. So therefore, and what is the only reason why a shtar, that's a pachos mishava pruta, does work for kedushin? Because we have a limud from get, the hekesh of yatzav ha'hoisa. And by get, the only thing that works for a divorce is a get, is that right? And a get can work with a pachos mishava pruta. Then so too, a shtar for kedushin can work even with a pachos mishava pruta. But if we were to learn out shtar, I'm just repeating, if we were to learn out shtar from Stay Ephron, then just as the Gemara rejected Khalifin because it's a pachos mishava pruta, then we would have rejected shtar as well. There's something that's I'm finding. If the gzeira shava is about kicha. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what he's going to go on to say. Isn't the reason simply that Khalifin doesn't work is because in the Pasuk by Stay Ephron, Khalifin is not mentioned? Why does the Gemara need to say that the reason why Khalifin doesn't work is because it works with the Pachos Mishavah Pruta and a woman is not willing to accept the pachas mishava pruta? What do you mean all that?
Is that his exact question?
Well, yeah. Which is exactly what he's going to go on to ask. In other words, if you're telling me the reason why Khalifa doesn't work is that it's not an open-ended zera shava between a woman and a field, it's just about kicha, then by definition, kicha is only kesef, anything else is excluded. You don't need another reason why it's excluded. You don't have to say it's because it's a pachos mishnah. It's excluded because it's a different kinyan. So what does the Gemara even need a reason of what? What reason did the Gemara give? Because it's a pachos mishnah. Who needs it? Now, that will eventually be answered. Okay. But we're not there yet. Did we go over the thing about Chazakah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we have any questions about that? Okay, so let's move on.
I mean, about the Evet Ivri?
Evet
Ivri. I keep on doing that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to tell
something, Rachel?
No. I mean, I might.
We got through asking the...
Yeah, I think we're up to two questions.
Yeah, we're in the second part.
The paragraph that comes after that is that we use the targets to make for us some article. Everyone has different
paragraphs. Yeah, we all have different paragraphs.
So we basically discussed the next two questions of the Gemara on Mashi.
Okay.
Okay, so when we call Makom Adayin Kosher.
That's where I think we're up to.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so what's he saying now?
Okay, so he asked a question.
You weren't even in class on
that. I listened to it. On the Gemara. And it ended at the Vayesh Tarits.
So just review this a minute. Yes.
Okay, so the first question is a question on the Gemara, which is, how could the Gemara ever have the Hava Amina that Chalifim would work? Because the Gezerah is clearly about Kicha, which has to do
what
with
what I just asked
Kef.
A second ago.
Right. And then the second question is on Rashi, that why can't the Chalifim work for Kiddushin as long as it's Shaveh Piruta? Because then that seems like it would resolve the Genai issue.
Yeah.
Because Rashi isn't saying there's something inherently wrong with Chalifim. He's saying it just has to do with the fact that this woman thinks it's a Genai, so let's just not make it a Genai.
Yeah, so let's just use a Shaveh Piruta. Yeah.
Because I'm fairly certain that we're totally past that.
What is that?
We ended with a two question.
Yeah, we ended with...
Are you sure? Because I remember, like, in class, like, I remember listening to the end of Shir, and I was texting Zero, like, oh, it's so good, and we're, like, about to end Shir, and, like, that's exactly where we stopped. Like,
let's just keep going. What's the problem? So what's the Eish L'Tarets?
The answer.
Yeah, I know. So what is the answer? Ziona, what is the answer?
I'm still on the question. The Vayesh HaTaretz?
Yeah.
Sure. So there he says that Chalifin, we learn Chalifin from, not from Kiyucha, but we learn it rather from Kesef.
What do you mean by that?
That Kesef is included. Oh, sorry. Chalifin is included in the Klal of Kesef.
Okay, yeah. Just talk it in your own words. What is he saying?
Second.
You're right what you said.
Yeah.
That's just what I meant.
So he says that you can explain it by saying that we learn out Chalifin because it's included in the call of Kesef from Kicha, and it's not from, we don't learn it out from the Stei.
So how, this is answering what question?
The question of, the second question that he asked.
I love second, first,
which
ten.
Was,
just tell me the question.
Like if it,
why does it matter if the value is less than a Shaveh Piruta?
What?
Like why did the Gemara come and tell us that the reason we don't use Chalipin is because it's Pachon Shaveh Piruta? But rather, like if we don't learn it out because it's not in the key, it's not in the Gezer Shava. So he's saying.
Well, he asked it actually a little differently.
He's answering why the Gemara had that Hava Amina to think that Chalifin would even work. He's saying the reason that the Gemara thought it should work.
No, he asked the question of what I asked before. It's the same idea. He's asking how could the Gemara have ever thought that Chalifin should work? After all, the Gzera Shav is very limited to Kicha, and that only refers to Kesef, so by definition, Chalifin should be excluded just for that alone. Now, I had asked before, right, that why did the Gemara need the reason of that a woman doesn't want a Pachas Mishav Apruta? The Gemara could have just said, Chalifin doesn't work because
it's
different than Kesef. But he's asking it on the Gemara, how the Gemara even have a Havamina to think that Chalifin should work for Kiddushin. After all, it's not in Kicha. And also, then he asked about Rashi, that it's a Ganai. The whole reason why Chalifin doesn't work, that where it's a Pachos Mishava Pruta, because it's a Ganai. So then make it, so then use a Pruta. Use a Shava Pruta for Chalifin, and then it should work for Kiddushin. So what is the answer?
So he says that the Gemara must have been thinking that Chalifin was included in Kesef. And it's not even
included,
so great.
In other words, that Chalifin is really a type of Kinyan Kesef.
Right.
And then he rejects it.
Well, okay, and if it is a type of Kinyan Kesef, that's why the Gemara thought that it should work. And continue ahead.
And it's not even like he was saying, I think, like, it's not even so crazy to think that, because what happens, like, when you're doing a transaction with Kesef, right? You're exchanging money for something else. You're literally, like, doing a Chalifin, and you're making an exchange.
Exactly. He's right.
So.
That's right. And the answer that the Gemara gave
is that it doesn't work. It's not included in Kesef because Chalifin can work with Pachot Mishaveh Peruta, but that does not, if something is Pachot Mishaveh Peruta, then it cannot be included in the Deen of Kesef.
Right. So the fact that Chalifin works with the Pachot Mishaveh Peruta proves to us that it's not a type of kin in Kesef because by... Right. Now, of course, where do we see all this?
Tosafot.
So this whole approach is basically what Rabbi Natan had said. Okay. Okay. Then comes the Kasha Li.
Also about Vehata'am.
What is it?
What about Vehata'am? Before that?
Yeah, so that would explain why Chazaka, the Gemara, never considered Kinyan Chazaka
right.
to work. Because Chazaka clearly is not Kesef, it's a totally different Kinyan.
And then even before that, the answer to that question about Rashi is that it doesn't matter that you're using something. It wouldn't even matter if you did the Chalifin with a Shaveh Peruta, because we're saying just the Kinyan itself of Chalifin is not going to work.
Yeah, because Chalifin is not Kesef.
Right.
So regardless of whether you use a Shaveh Peruta or not, it won't matter because Chalifin is not Kesef. So how do you understand? Everybody get this? Okay. Then he comes, Vakashali, who can tell me what he's asking here? Yes, what is it?
It's similar. This is pretty much the exact question that you asked, that why did the Gemara have to say that the answer is that it's less than a Shaveh Peruta? Why did the Gemara have to include in its conclusion that the reason Chalifin doesn't work is because you can't be Kona, a woman, with less than a Shaveh Peruta?
Well, that was...
If it was
not saying it well.
Okay, so why did the Gemara have to say?
Say what? What line of the Gemara is the
that
Rashi?
That Ishav Pacham Ishav Pruta Lo Meknei.
Matanya Nafshila, right?
Yeah.
He's talking about that line.
Does it matter that he leaves out the word Nafshila?
Well, you'll tell me as you keep going through the whole thing if it matters or not. What is it?
I think that's secondary.
We'll address that. Okay.
Because
what about the line where it said? The line before that. Chalifin isnahu b'pachos mishava pruta. Does he have a problem with that line?
No.
Because once you have that line, you don't need the other line.
It's the next line.
Right.
The Isha Bepochos Mishavu Bruta Lo Makanya Nafsha. We don't know. Does he have the word Nafsha or not? Okay. That line.
Because even if a woman could be Konet with less than a Shavu Bruta, Chalifin still wouldn't work. Because it's not the type of Kesef.
Say this again.
Even if a woman, why did it have to tell us that a woman can't be Kona with less than a Shaveh Peruta?
Well, that's how we know that you need Kesef.
We already learned that the Chalifin doesn't work because it's less than a Shaveh Peruta. We already know Chalifin doesn't. Okay, sorry, I'm not saying.
Chalifin works with a Pachos. I'm not talking about for Kedusha. Kinyan Chalifin works with a Pachos Mishaveh Peruta. So what did we say? And Kesef what?
Does not work with Lomei Shaveh Peruta.
Pachos Mishaveh Peruta is not Kesef. And Kicha is only about Kesef. So that's why you need a Shaveh Peruta. Fine. And then the Gemara had said, V'isha b'pachos Mishaveh Peruta
lomakanya.
It
seems repetitive, redundant. It's unnecessary. Chalifin doesn't work regardless of whether or not she can be Kona with a Shaveh Peruta or not. Because we already know that Chalifin isn't...
I mean, if she could be Kona with a Shaveh, what do you want to say?
Oh, but the way that we understood it was that he thinks that the Gemara concluding like this and emphasizing on like the amount of money as the issue, saying like, oh, the reason the chalifin is an issue is because of pachot mishaveh pirta and isha v'pachot mishaveh pirta lo makanya nafsha. Why is it focusing on that? Why isn't it just saying, why didn't the Gemara just say the only way that nisha can be acquired is with these specific kinyanim, and chalifin just isn't one of them?
Meaning this shouldn't have been the response of the Gemara. The Gemara should have just said
only
kesef. It ended at chalifin can work with less than a sheva pruta. It didn't need to then tell us that a woman can't be acquired.
Well,
it changes.
Why can't she be acquired with a pachos mishaveh pruta?
Because then it's not kesef.
So that's what the Gemara is saying. So it's not the whole point that we're trying to show that a woman needs kesef. A pachos mishaveh pruta doesn't work for kedushin because it's not kesef, right?
But the whole thing is that it's connected to chalifin.
What?
That's why chalifin is excluded, because it's pachot mishaveh piruta.
Yeah, so.
And it's not included in the din of kesef, therefore. Because you can use it for less than a sheva piruta, it's not in the din of kesef. I mean, you already established that for a woman.
What do you mean? Who established
it?
From the Mishnah. Like, chalifin
in our Mishnah, like, it kind of seems like this extra line is too. Like, it's extra, it's not needed.
Because it's just repeating what the Mishnah said?
It's just that Khalifa is already excluded, so why do you now have to...
Well, because it wants to say that you're telling me that a woman can't be acquired with money that's less than a pruta.
But the point is that with Khalifin, like, even if it were a Shaveh Pruta, it still wouldn't work, simply because of the nature of the Kinyan itself. Mm-hmm. So why is the Gemara emphasizing that, oh, like, it's because, like, oh, because she doesn't accept
well,
pachos mishaveh
pruta. Well, what if a woman would be acquired with a pachos mishaveh pruta? Then that wouldn't imply that even a pachos mishaveh pruta is kesef.
Yeah, but chalifin would still not work.
Why?
Because it's not the kinyan. It's the kinyan that's the issue.
Yeah, but that havamina was to think that chalifin is a form of kesef. What was the reason why?
But that's the answer why. Meaning it's not.
There's something circular here. She's telling me, let's go step by step.
Okay.
What was the havamin of the Gemara to think that chalipin should work?
Because it's like kesef.
It's like kesef. Right? Mm-hmm. In a way, McKenna said it very nicely, because in kesef, there's also an exchange. You give the money, and I get something in return. So that's what chalipin is. You give something, you get something in return. Kinyan kesef is a barter, too. Right? You get something for something. So why shouldn't we view every chalipin as just exactly kesef? So what the Gemara then had to answer was to try to demonstrate to us that chalifin maybe looks like kesef, but it's not kinyan kesef. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how does the Gemara prove that to us? Because you can use a pachos mishaveh pruta. Now, the fact that you can use a pachos mishaveh, now let's just explore that. Okay, so chalifin can work with a pachos mishaveh pruta. Okay, and what about, so how does that prove to you that it's not a kinyan of kesef?
Because
kesef
no other exists. Kesef wouldn't work with pachos mishaveh pruta.
A kesef would not work, right? So isn't that what the Gemara then went on to say when it said v'isha b'pachos mishaveh pruta lo makanya? That a woman can't be acquired with kesef, that if it's pachos.
Nothing can be acquired
including kedushin.
But we already knew that you couldn't use chalifin because it's not included in kinyan kesef. So the issue with chalifin.
So you're saying it's only that. So what should the Gemara
say? So we're trying to figure
out
why it gave this last part. It must be teaching us something else. That's what he's getting at.
But what is he getting at?
That the
Gemara just
said that, and that's
Pachom Yishav Pruta. Okay, read this again. Did somebody read it?
No.
Okay. Rechayli, I want to read this for Kashali.
Sure. The Kashali is the Imkain, Lamai Itzriach La Suke Bemilte, the Yishav Pachom Yishav Pruta Lo Makanya. Daha, Afilu Ki Makanya, the Pachom Yishav Pruta, Nami Lo Makanya, Vachalipin.
Just stop right there. Tell me what that means.
Okay, so he's struggling with the necessity of these words, why the Gemara felt the need to say, Because even if we were to say that in general, Kiddushin would be chal with pachol mishava pruta.
Stop right there. What, is it, what does he mean here? Do afilu ki makanya b'pachos mishava pruta. Even if she would be matna herself.
Meaning if she said that, like it was okay.
What?
If she agreed to it.
If
she
it's
said,
not gonna.
Well, that's what I want to know. What is he saying? That even if she did agree to a pachos mishava pruta,
you couldn't use chalifin.
You still can't use chalifin.
Right. Because it's not
a din kesef. It's not a din kesef. The implication being that kesef would have functioned.
Keeping
the
ha-kevan.
The ha-kevan is only din kesef in konin. Menan atyan b'isha.
You see what that means?
So I wasn't sure what menan atyan b'isha.
Okay, what do those last three words mean? Menan? What does mean?
From where?
Asiyan.
Would
come.
We derive.
Or where does it come for us? From where would we come to an Isha? In other words, what do you mean from where would we come? In other words, if it's not Kesef, then from where would we even imagine to come to say that it should work for Kedusha?
This is connecting back to what he said in the Isha of Tari, that he said the whole reason why the Gemara brings it up to the beginning of the
stuff, because
it's
okay. So he's saying that even if a woman were to accept it, Apochos Mishava Pruta. Well, I don't get it. If she were willing to accept it, that does not mean it's Kesef. If a woman is willing to accept Apochos Mishava Pruta.
No, but we already said that Kesef is objective.
Yeah.
So then why can she accept Apochos Mishava Pruta?
Oh, maybe that's why Minapsha is not Rain.
I don't know, you tell me. That even if she were to accept the pachos mishava pruta, nam hilo makanya b'chalifin. Something.
I think he's saying.
In other words, if she is willing to accept the pachos, just stop right there. She's willing to accept it. What does that mean? She's willing to accept it. You mean in her mind?
It's not good for
Kedushin. So it'll work for Kedushin.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The word for kedushin as what? What form of kinyan? So that means a pachos mishava pruta could be kesef.
No. Yes.
Well, if it's going to work, it's not shtar, it's not bia, so it's kesef. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means a pachos mishava pruta could be kesef.
Yes.
Well, if a pachos mishava pruta could be kesef, then why can't chalifin work?
Doesn't it?
Because it's a different form of kinyan.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're being circular. The only reason why
the whole reason to reject chalipin to begin with was that it's acceptable for pachol mishava pruta.
And
now we're
going
to accept kesef for pachol mishava pruta, then we have no reason to reject chalipin.
Right.
This whole thing is a question.
No, so what is he talking about? I'm saying on the Rashba, what is the Rashba saying? You understand what I'm asking?
Right.
What can you do?
No, So then is it saying that if in not kedushin kesef, but if she would accept in chalifin a shava pruta, it still wouldn't
purpose
for a kedushin, that even if she would accept a pachol mishava pruta, it still wouldn't work even if you're doing chalifin, as long as you're doing chalifin.
No,
sorry,
this is talking about kesef.
I don't know, he's saying, what does that mean?
Even if she agreed to be mekudeshet with pachol mishava pruta, then he says, name lo mekanya b'chalifin. That's what I thought the whole thing was talking about chalifin. Oh, meaning with kesef, chalifin also wouldn't work. If she agreed to be mekudeshet with pachol mishava pruta,
yeah.
B'torat kesef, right?
Yeah.
Then filling in.
It wouldn't matter.
Doesn't work.
She still can't use
right.
Chalifin.
I just want to say one more thing because I think it might be helpful to read it as a rhetorical question. So then shouldn't we also be able to use Kinyan Chalifin if we're going to accept Pachol Mishava Pruta for
Kesef? No, but he's trying to know.
Maybe he's saying there's something. it's not the amount of money that makes Khalifin and Kesef different. And that's why we reject Khalifin.
How do you know that?
Based on his language. Because he's saying...
Yeah, but the Gemara's reason, the way he's been learning as to why Khalifin doesn't work is because of the fact we see that it's not Kesef. How do we see that Khalifin is not Kesef?
Because it's less
than Shalom. So the key to knowing why Khalifin is different is because that's what the Gemara said. You got to work with what the Gemara gave you. It's because Khalifin works with the Pachas Mishav Pruta, and Kesef needs a Pruta. Kesef needs a Shavah Pruta. Okay. So what does he mean when he says, Afilo Kimakanya B'Pachas Mishav Pruta?
Yeah, so.
If she would be willing to accept.
Does this mean in a case of Kesef that she's willing to accept whatever coin would be less than approved as Kesef?
Oh, we don't allow it. So we're like, what's the, like, we don't allow
her. She's accepting it, but we don't allow it.
Yeah, she says yes, but we say no, it's not Kedusha.
Because it's meaningless value, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like
that. let me ask a different question. Yeah, what is it?
If two parties are making like a transaction
with what kinyan?
And with kinyan kesef, and they both agree to use less than a sheva kesef, than a sheva pruta, is it then a valid in general?
Okay, so this is exactly what Rashi and Tosfos discuss.
So clearly we're saying that if they both sorry, that was your question too. That works. So our question is that if that would work, if both parties agree, and then we are comparing it to Khalifin, which I think we would say that if not necessarily both parties agree, it can still be valid with less than a Shavah Pruta.
I'm sorry,
I lost.
So both parties have to agree.
I thought you
were I'm going to say it again.
So with Kesef, with making a transaction with Kesef, if both parties agree, then you can use less than a Shavah Pruta. Even though Din Kesef,
well,
the din is
not
that...
Not according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Right, or Rashi.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. So in that case, we're saying it still works for Kiddushin if she's going to agree to be Mekadesh for less than a Shavah Pruta.
Yeah.
But for Khalifin...
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether she... It wouldn't theoretically matter because it works. Like, you don't need both parties to agree that it could be less than a Shavah Pruta. Like, the din actually is that it can be less than a Shavah Pruta. And because the din itself is different, it's not the same as doing a transaction, doing Kiddushe Kesef, because it itself is fundamentally, you can use less than a Shavah Pruta. So it's not the same, and therefore it doesn't follow Din Kesef.
You know what she's saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, first of all, so what girsa do you think the Rashba had? Do you think he had the Isha B'pachas Mishava Pruta Lo Makanya, or do you think he, I don't care what word he had, but do you think he understood that line the way Rabbeinu Tam did or the way Rashi did?
The way
I don't know. I didn't say anything. Did I give it away in my face?
Yeah. I say Rashi.
Rashi.
Rashi's
the one who said
this.
Well, he can actually say it in those words.
If they both agree.
Well, Rashi said Genai.
She agreed with Rashi. So.
What Rashi said, because of that word, it's subjective, meaning Genai Hula.
Is Rashba learning that Isha B'pachas Mishava Pruta Lo Makanya? Well, you have the word Nafsha, you don't have the word I don't care, but how did he understand the line? Did he understand the line the way Rabbeinu Tam did, or did he understand, which means what? It's an objective thing that a woman can't be acquired with a B'pachas Mishava Pruta because it's not Kesef, period. It has nothing to do with what she wants or doesn't want.
So
and according to Rashi, what is Isha it's a Gnai.
Yeah.
She, right? So I'm saying, which way do you think the Rashba has to be learning?
Well,
Because she has a choice.
Why does it make any sense? Well, otherwise, there's no question. Yeah. His questions just don't.
Yeah,
work.
Because see, if he learned the line the way Rabbeinu Tam did, all that line meant for Rabbeinu Tam was what?
Which line?
Objective.
What did that line mean? All that line simply means that kesef cannot work if it's a pachas mishava pruta. That's all that line means. Which to me is just a continuation. Chalifin can work with a pachas mishava pruta, but kesef can't. But I think it's precisely because the Rashba interpreted the line. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether he had the word nafsha, it could be that he didn't have the word nafsha, but he still interpreted it the way Rashi did. So don't be fixated on the word nafsha. Whether he had it or not, I don't care. The question is, how did he interpret the whole sentence? With or without that word? All right, so we'll stop. So we'll pick this up again tomorrow. So all of you have you all finished the Rashba?
Yeah.
Go over it again, work on it, make sure you understand everything. Like, think it through, make sure even these little, like, focus on all these little things, you know, not little, but like these kinds of comments that he's making, like think it through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we'll discuss tomorrow why the fact that he's learning that line the way Rashi mentioned what Siona said. We'll review what Siona said there tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sure.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Where's your thermos?
Yeah, it's just that I want